Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to tune into this broadcast today, and your time is valuable. I know that, and I am truly grateful for your participation. Yes, I am. And so over the next 29 minutes or so, I want to add to your wellness experience as well as mine. So thank you for being on. So I'd like to start out by mentioning a word, cells. You know, I talk about this all the time. You know, cells communicate their needs, but cells get hungry for specific nutrients. And science has shown that, you know, certain plant materials are mandatory for the human body to feed itself. The cells in your body, they basically perform a host of routine tasks that requires the B complex vitamins, one of the many reasons why these B complex vitamins are highly recommended is because they go in so many different reactions, especially enzymatic reactions. You know, enzymes, we all know about enzymes, and these B vitamins are very important in that. Now, the plants that most of us eat, you know, on a daily basis require vitamins like B1, B2, B3, B5 and B6, B7, B9, B12, and a couple of vitamins that you probably may not have heard of, B17 and B15. Or I should have said B15 and B17 to be, like, you know, congruent here. But, you know, we need all of these vitamins for survival. It's not a luxury. You know, as I mentioned last week, you know, the animals that consume these grasses and plants, they need it for their health. And they store it in their muscles for optimal function. Now, when we look at supplementation, or I should say proper manufactured non-synthetic vitamins and minerals are crucial for our bodies to have a chance at achieving optimal and dynamic wellness. In our last two sessions, I stressed the importance of consuming the B vitamins as a complex or together, but if you needed to take a specific B vitamin, you could actually take, say, 2 to 3 times more of that particular water-soluble vitamin on top of the recommended daily amount that you're taking. Now, I shared with you how the B vitamins actually function in the body, where you could get them, what happens in the body when they become deficient, and some foods and drug interactions with that. I thought about spending some time with drug interactions and vitamins in general, and the B vitamins specifically, but I think I'll hold that off to a show by itself, because there's so many medications that people are taking. There's a lot of drug interactions that I want to spend some time with you on that. Now, all of the water-soluble B vitamins work as a team to promote healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy eyes, healthy liver, the nerves, the muscle, just muscle tone. A lot of athletes are aware of that, a healthy heart, and healthy blood vessels. You know, these same B vitamins protect us from mental disorders, depression, and anxiety. If you're battling with depression, you need to consume additional B vitamins. Why? Because there's a heavy demand for it to be placed in these biochemical reactions to facilitate your body as it deals with the negative effects of what's causing you to be depressed in the first place. So when there is a deficiency of the B vitamins, it can lead to the enlargement and malfunction of just about every single organ and gland in your body, like the adrenal gland, the thyroid gland. So think about that for a moment. Not having available stores of the B complex vitamins can lead to a major dysfunction, or it can lead to major dysfunctions of the skin, of the kidneys, of the liver, the lymph, the lungs, the blood, the intestines. And when it's diminished, it diminishes not only the effectiveness, and it diminishes your body's ability to detoxify itself of unwanted and or harmful substances from the body appropriately. So one of the best sources of the B vitamins is whole grain. And there's been books on this, pro and con. So if you're being, if you're buying a product containing refined grains, you're getting what you need. You're not getting what you need for optimal wellness. You're just not getting it. Or if you want optimal function and you're eating refined grains, you're not going to get it. Even if the manufacturer of the refined food product has actually fortified it with the B complex of vitamins, because those vitamins are synthetic. Those vitamins have been made from oil and coal tar, which can lead to chronic disease later. Remember, we have talked about the fact that these important complex of B vitamins are water-soluble. Water-soluble vitamins are not stored by the body. Therefore, they must be consumed on a daily basis unless you're on a particular fast. If you're not on a fast, you need to consume these vitamins. And some people that are fasting need to consume the vitamins anyway. Now, I also want to remind you that supplementation is something you actually add to what you are eating. It fortifies the foods you are consuming. It does not take the place of those essential foods. Besides, whole grains, which I know some people, you know, they kind of shy away from, but besides whole grains, B vitamins are also found in fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, nuts, legumes. When I talk about legumes, I'm talking about things like peanuts and peas and tamarind and black beans, lima beans, fava beans, kidney beans, lentils, basically plants that have pods with seeds inside. B vitamins are found in seafood. They're found in organ meats. You know, these vitamins, for the most part, are also produced by bacteria in the intestine. So I just put out a smorgasbord, you know, of that you can actually choose from. I haven't alienated anybody. So if there's one thing that doesn't effectively work with you because of some other problem, or you eat a certain type of food, I've given you a range of foods that you can get these B vitamins from. You know, in our last session, we started out with B1. Remember B1 or thiamine? And as I kind of look back over that session, it for a lot of people it would be dry because it had a lot of terms, of chemical terms. But I felt that it is so critical, as you'll see in this session, it's so critical that you consume these, and that's why I was giving you either B1 or thiamine, the different words, and talking about the enzymes and all things like that. I know a lot of times we don't want to hear that. We just want to hear the flowery stuff. Hey, it's in this food. Let's eat this food. Let's take this vitamin, what have you. But it's really critical. So when we talk about B1, you know, the deficiency of B1 leads to beriberi. Well, we don't hear too much about beriberi, but not having an adequate amount of vitamin B1 can be the root cause of anorexia and other eating disorders. So when it comes to weight management, the B vitamins become very important in winning that battle. Also, vitamin B1 is essential for the manufacturing of hydrochloric acid, and it's been used to deal with constipation, fatigue, herpes, and multiple sclerosis. Now, on the other hand, sugar consumption rapidly depletes B1. And I talked about some other things that did it last session, so you might want to go back and listen to that session to get a more in-depth study on that. You know, vitamin B2 or riboflavin is found in a variety of whole foods, as we mentioned in our last session. You know, frequent cracks in the, say, in the lips or on the corners of your mouth is another sign of that deficiency. You know, you don't have to go get a blood test. You can just look at yourself in the mirror and see some of these things. A deficiency of vitamin B3 or niacin leads to the condition called pellagra. We don't hear a lot about that, but skin manifestations of this disorder includes photosensitive dermatitis, which is inflammation of the skin, diarrhea, dementia, and tremors, and if it's not dealt with appropriately, death. And so you're going to see, as we go forward, there's a lot of overlap. So I'm saying you could take, say you're taking all the B vitamins and you need, say you want to take biotin. You can take extra biotin, but not at the expense of taking all of the B vitamins every day as well. Let's move to B5. B5, which is found in organ meats, egg yolks, and whole grains, is essential for the proper function of the adrenal glands. I spoke a little bit on this last week, but not in relation to the adrenal glands. Now, the main purpose of the adrenal gland, a gland that is no bigger than a walnut, which sits on top like a cap on top of each kidney, is to enable your precious body to deal with stress from every possible source. Every possible source, ranging from injury and disease to work and relationship problems. Your adrenal glands need this vitamin B5 or pantothenic acid. Remember last session I said the word panto was from Greek everywhere? Because this gland largely determines your body's responses to every change in your internal and external environment. I could speak a whole 30 minutes just on that. You know, it's your adrenal glands. It's the job of the adrenal glands to keep your body's reactions to stress in balance so that they are appropriate and not harmful. In other words, you can embrace the stress. When there are issues with, say, a difficult boss, you know, air pollution, family quarrels, financial problems, too little sleep, infections, and overindulgence in or sensitivities to food, or even substance abuse. In all these things, you need your adrenal glands to handle these situations appropriately, and your adrenal glands need vitamin B5 to do it. Even your propensity to develop certain kinds of disease states and your ability to respond to chronic illnesses is influenced significantly by the adrenal gland. Another way to put it, the more chronic the illness, the more critical the adrenal response becomes. You cannot live without your adrenal hormones. Athletes know this very well. People going through menopause, they know this very well. That's why B5 or pantothenic acid is so important. So before I leave B5, it's also important in cholesterol production. And you need cholesterol to make all 87 hormones in the body. See, we could go on and on and on. So it's like take the whole, you know, complex, and you don't have to deal with this on a separate basis. There are recent studies out there that have revealed that another important vitamin, and that's vitamin B6 or pyridoxine, which is found mostly in animal products, contributes to the proper functioning of somewhere between 60 and 100 enzymes, so depending on what book you science book you're reading. Because I've read science books that say 60, others said 100, then they gave a range. You know, 60 is a lot, 100 is a lot. So between 60 to 100, basically a lot of enzymes. Deficiencies here, which we discussed last week as well, have been linked to diabetes, nervous disorders, coronary heart disease. You know, deficiencies of B6 are widespread in the United States in particular because excess vitamin B1 or thiamine and excess vitamin B2 or riboflavin is added to white flour. It actually interferes with B6 function, and because Americans no longer have access to one of the best sources of this heat-sensitive nutrient, which is raw milk, there's a huge problem with this. So you get all of these other symptoms. I mean, I hope you understand this term, a boatload of symptoms, and is never traced back to that one single solitary B vitamin. Are you beginning to see how important it is? You know, a deficiency of B6 can also lead to heavy menstrual flow. It can lead to tender breasts. It can lead to irregular bleeding and emotional swings. Other sources of B6 besides organ meats are brewer's yeast and wheat germ and peanuts and legumes and potatoes and bananas. Remember, my father used to take a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons of brewer's yeast every morning. Didn't quite understand why. Didn't really like the taste of it. You know, I had to do it as well. Obviously, it helped me be a better athlete. It helped me to study. It helped me to have mental clarity. You know, all of these little things. Well, of course, I didn't think of that then. I thought, ugh, I don't want that stuff. And come to find out, it was, you know, he was something that he was like a health nut. And now, you know, all these years, you know, he's not here any longer, but all these years passed, and I'm finding out each and every day how critical and important and why he was doing it. You know, I want to reiterate here that the importance of having friendly bacteria in your intestines, friendly bacteria, some of the B vitamins can be made up in your intestinal tract. Make sure you're consuming gastrointestinal probiotics either in a supplemental form and or by consuming fermented food. And I know most of you haven't even heard of fermented food outside of sauerkraut. You know, maybe pickles or something like that, but it's a really cost-effective source of getting nutrients from your food as well as the probiotics as well. Vitamin B7 or biotin is another a vitamin that's synthesized in the small intestine. You know, it plays a vital role in the metabolism of carbohydrates and fats for energy production. You know, and here we are. We did a whole session on vitamin B12 two sessions ago, and when we say vitamin B12, the first thing we think of is energy. Then we think of anemia. But a lot of people get B12 shots because they want that energy. Here's a B vitamin that also produces energy. It's vital. It plays a vital role in the metabolism of carbohydrates and fats for energy production. You know, it's known as the vitamin that produces healthy hair. Any of you have your hair falling out for whatever reason, probably stress, but basically when your hair is falling out, it's telling you that there's something going on inside of your body that needs to be addressed. And this vitamin is known as the vitamin that produces healthy hair, biotin as well, but there's this overlap. And also it helps to prevent premature graying and baldness. But you can't just take it for a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks. You got to take it for the rest of your life. These vitamins and minerals, I mean, they're not something that you take now until something goes away and then you stop. This is a foundation. It's critical for wellness. Wellness is a continuous, dynamic process. Not a, I have this, it's gone, I'm going to take this for this or take this for that, and then when it's over, I'm done with it. No, you have to take it every day. That's why a lot of you, if you're noticing, a lot of these vitamins and minerals are in food. It's in the plant. Animals eat plants. Some of us eat the animal. So there are different ways to get these in. I mean, you cannot be excused from not getting this into your system. And in many cases, biotin helps people with dry, splitting fingernails. Deficiencies of biotin include a progressive hair loss, loss of a hair color, depression, anorexia, numbness, tingling, you know, numbness and tingling of the arms and legs, muscle pain, as well as irregularities of the heart muscle. You know, liver, milk, brewer's yeast, bananas, grapefruit, watermelon, strawberries, peanuts are all great sources of biotin. What about B9 or folic acid or folate? Because there's this discussion about folic acid and folate now, and I laugh because it's not like it's a new, like folate is a new word. And here's why I say that. You know, folic acid was first isolated in spinach back in 1946, way back then. So that's why for years and years and years, you know, your parents saying, eat your spinach, eat your spinach, eat your spinach, eat your spinach. Then someone decided to spray it and we start having problems. And, oh, don't eat spinach, don't eat spinach, don't eat spinach. And then people start having problems with not having enough folic acid in their system. They had a symptom. And then they got treated for the symptom. But it wasn't traced back to, oh, you probably stopped eating spinach. That's one of the factors. And what is interesting here is that vitamin B3 or niacin and vitamin C, both necessary for folic acid, folic acid to be converted into its active form. Guess what its active form is? Folate. So folate is not a new term. Your body's been producing folate, since you've been born, because that's the active form of folic acid. And like vitamin B12, folic acid supplementation has been shown to prevent cervical dysplasia, which is a precancerous condition that affects women. So let me say a little bit more on this topic. Cervical dysplasia is a term that refers to the development of abnormal cells in the uterus. And the uterus is like an entry point. It's the house. The uterus is the house where an fetus and baby is born, where it lives until it's born. So it's a term that refers to the development of abnormal cells in the uterus. It's a precancerous condition that is usually discovered when a woman has her annual pap smear or pap exam. Now, this condition may contribute to an increased number of hysterectomies. Now, you might want to sit down for this. Over 800,000 women, 800,000 have hysterectomies every year in the United States. And some professionals actually believe that folic acid depletion caused by oral contraceptives or birth control pills is linked to this high incidence of cervical dysplasia and hysterectomy. Also, the week preceding the onset of menses, when you have your period, for women, the body needs additional or has an increased demand for B vitamins over and beyond what you're consuming each day. So you can see how important it is to consume and supplement with a good food-based or plant-based vitamin and mineral complex. It's essential. Necessary means that the body can make it on many occasions. Essential means sometimes it can't, so you must take it every day. And in a sense, it's not vitamin like vitamin A, D, E, and K, K1, K2, which are fat soluble and can be stored in the body. The B vitamins are water soluble. Vitamin C, water soluble. So I mean, the body's going to put it into the reaction and utilize it as much as possible, and then the next time you have elimination of some sort, it's gone. It's going to be gone. The excess will be gone. And I might add that, say, vitamin B15, remember at the onset of this program, I said vitamin B15, B17. Well, B15 is called pangamic acid, pangamic, P-A-N-G-A-M-I-C. And it's found in grains and seeds. So if you don't eat grains, get it in seeds. And B17, every time I say B17, I think of the airline, the airplane. B17 is called nitrilocide. It's a nitrilocide which is found in grass, different grasses, sprouts. I had some sprouts last night, and it's like, wow, because I was an appetizer, because I was waiting for dinner and everything, and I was hungry, I was starving. So, boom, we're going to the refrigerator, and we got sprouts, mung beans, and I forget what the other one is. Moth beans, like the flying moth. Moth beans and mung beans sprouted. So I consumed those, and my body was like happy to get those. So found in grasses, sprouts, buckwheat, legumes, and many fruits, fruit seeds. And what does it do? Whoa, it protects against cancer. So basically, it protects against abnormal cellular growth. All of the B vitamins, from vitamin B1 to vitamin B17, are foundational. It's like when you build a house, you don't build a house on sand. You don't build it on water unless it's on a boat. You build it on solid ground. And usually when they're building a house, they dig out the soft, they dig up the soft soil. They go down 4 to 6 inches down and get this, that soil out, because that soil is soft and it won't support a foundation, to move, crack, or what have you. So look at B vitamins as foundational. Like you can have your computer and have your hard drive, but the monitor is foundational. You can't really do anything. You can do everything on the computer, but if you can't see it, what's the point? You know, appropriate supplementation is an integral part of the food chain. Appropriate supplementation or supplementing food matrix type of vitamins and minerals for adequate support and for maximum absorption is critical. Make sure your supplementation has standardized levels of vitamins and minerals. So here's an instance where you can't just look at the manufacturer. You've got to read the small print. You got to look on that label and see if you have that word standardization. Do you have GMP on there? Do you have NSF there? These are certifications that are letting you know that what's inside, what's in the ingredient listing is actually in that pill, that capsule, that tablet, that powder, what have you. So I think that's a pretty exhaustive study of the B vitamins. I would encourage you to go back and listen to, if you haven't already, to listen to last week's session and listen to this session as well. You may want to do it, you know, a couple of times. I mean, I had to learn this. It took me years to get this down. And so, I mean, and I'm saying it because it's really critical that you understand why, the why. You know, it's like it's, when you write your goals down, it's not so much the how, it's the why. Why are you doing this? Why are you taking this? It's critical that you know the why. If you want wellness, if you want function, if you want mental clarity, if you want to be affected, top 1% of what you're called to do, whatever that is. So for more additional information, write this down, WEISER, living, LIVING.com, wiserliving.com, WEISER, living, one word, .com. Now, please go to wiserliving.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's critical because, excuse me, in a 30-minute session, you really can't get everything in. You know, it's like we closed in on, what, 90 seconds now. It's like, oh, my goodness, it's getting ready to be over. It's like it goes so fast. You know, in the upper right-hand corner, when you go to wiserliving.com, you can click on Wiser Living TV, and it'll take you to the YouTube page where you can subscribe to the TV, the YouTube TV. And you'll not only have access to the current educational videos, but you'll also be informed when a new video is uploaded. So, and also, please like us on Facebook and subscribe. You know, whether, you know, the information you'll get these constant reminders and you'll get this information. And, you know, maybe you don't have time to listen to it then or do anything then, but at least you have the reminder. So go to Facebook and like us on Facebook, subscribe, go to wiserliving.com and sign up for the newsletter, and go to Wiser TV and subscribe there. And also share with your friends. Don't hold it to yourself. Don't hold it under a lampstand. Put that light on top of that stand and share it with those that you love and know and care about. Okay? All right, remember to let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser, and we will see you next time. Guaranteed.